Australia has some strict immigration policies. That's nothing new, but the story of a couple from Sri Lanka and their Australian-born children has brought fresh attention to what those policies mean. This particular family is fighting deportation. They're being held in a large, high-security detention center on Christmas Island, a remote Australian territory in the Indian Ocean. They are the only ones there. Rachel Bongiorno has the story.
Priya and Nardes met in Australia in 2013. They're both Tamil minorities who fled Sri Lanka's civil war. They married, had two kids, and settled in Bilawila, a rural community in the country's northeast. The couple had been living and working there under a temporary visa. But 2 years ago, that visa expired. Hours after, in a pre-dawn raid, they were rounded up and taken to a detention centre 1,000 miles away, in Melbourne. Their case got national attention, and a movement started to help the family from Bilawila, as they're known, to stay in Australia.
Hundreds gathered in Melbourne and Sydney.
Thousands of people gathered in rallies across the country, calling on the government to let the family stay.
Bring them home to Billow!
Scott Morrison, Australia's right-wing Prime Minister, wouldn't hear it.
It's about doing the right thing by the national interest. It's not about chasing public sentiment.
When Priya and Nardes sought asylum in Australia, they arrived by boat, not by plane. That makes a huge difference in how their plea for protection is being handled. The Australian government doesn't want any asylum seekers coming by boat, and they've put a number of policies in place to stop them.
What the government has done is stop the boats.
Operation Sovereign Borders is the new government's action to stop the boats.
Stopping the boats has dominated Australian headlines for decades.
Boat arrivals will not make it to Australia. No advantage.
Stop the boats. That's our action contract. That's what we're standing for, and that's why I'm asking for your support.
Whole elections have been won on that platform. Politicians like Prime Minister Morrison say these policies are meant to stop people smugglers and deaths at sea. But others say the fear of so-called boat people has roots in Australia's long-held anxieties of invasion from non-white people after the British colonised the country. In August of 2019, immigration authorities moved to deport Priya, Nardes and their children to Sri Lanka. They were put onto an airplane.
As they were put on a plane for deportation, two protesters were arrested after cutting through a tarmac fence.
The last-ditch court injunction forced the flight to land. That's when the government took an extraordinary step. It sent the family to an empty detention centre on Christmas Island, far away from lawyers and advocates. Now 109 staff members watch over the family, the only detainees there. Karina Ford is the family's lawyer. Ford visited the family a few weeks ago. She says the conditions are bad.
The detention centre itself is run down. It's brutally hot. It's one thing that you really notice. And there's just the isolation factor.
Recently, they've been allowed on a couple of restricted outings, but always accompanied by guards who monitor their interactions.
They're not allowed to communicate with other people that may come up to them.
The UN has called on the Australian government to release the family, but so far those calls have been ignored. Ford's particularly worried about the children.
There was a playground set up and they can't access it. And I said, why can't they access the playground? That's ridiculous. There's no one else here.
What the government is trying to do, they're trying to set a precedent. So they want us to show this as an example. If you come to Australia, this is what we will do. Don't come.
That's Ramesh Fernandez. He's the founder and CEO of RISE, an organisation that advocates for refugees in Australia. Ramesh says it's not safe for Priya, Nardes and their children to return to Sri Lanka. He says the government will punish them for fleeing the country.
If they go back, their life will be in danger, definitely. And most of the time you won't find out what's happened. Just suddenly they disappear.
Ramesh is also a Tamil asylum seeker who fled Sri Lanka's civil war. And he too was locked up on Christmas Island.
The family is in Christmas Island. Daily basis, they wake up in a torture camp. Every day they are emotionally going through hardship. And that's going to be indefinite.
Priya and Nardes and their two children have been in detention for 2 years now. Their youngest child, Tarunika, has spent nearly all her life imprisoned. Although she and her older sister were born in Australia, the country doesn't offer birthright citizenship, and she's the only one who hasn't had a case for refugee protection assist. A judge will soon rule on whether Tarunika has a pathway to protection in Australia. That would enable the whole family to stay. For now, the four remain in limbo on Christmas Island. It could be months before that changes. For The World, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.